Cohen Hiley.
And now the Cohen Hiley Legal Moment on 980 CFPL.
I'm with Alexa Duggan from Cohen Hiley Lawyers. What are the differences between civil and criminal remedies in sexual abuse and assault cases?
Anyone who has been sexually abused or assaulted can pursue the perpetrator either civilly, criminally, or both. In criminal cases, you report the crime to police. They investigate, and this can result in jail time. With civil cases, you'd want to hire a personal injury lawyer. These cases potentially result in financial compensation. My practice focuses on assisting survivors of abuse and assault, and consultations are always free.
Now, say the police chose not to pursue the case, or say the perpetrator was found not guilty in court. Would that eliminate a civil case as an option?
Not necessarily. In criminal cases, you must prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. With civil cases, you only have to prove it is more likely than not that the defendant is responsible, so the burden of proof is much lower.
Thanks, Lexa. This has been the Cohen Hiley Legal Moment, CohenHiley.com.